This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate some of the great developments that have blessed humanity. No, really. It's easy to look at terrible news all around us. But there is some good news as well. And there's a big, thick, beautifully put together and beautifully argued book called Super Abundance, which is very, very much worth your attention. And frankly, it's worth the attention of your children and your grandchildren, too, because the subheading for the book is Superabundance, the Story of Population Growth, Innovation, and Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. It's by two extremely well-credentialed experts on this subject, Marion Tupi and Gail L. Pooley. Marion Tupi is senior fellow at the Cato Institute and co-author of this new book. He is the editor of humanprogress.org, a senior fellow at the Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity, and co-author of the Simon Abundance Index. He specializes in globalization and global well-being, and politics and economics of Europe and Southern Africa. Mr. Tupi, thank you so much for joining us. And the first question would be on the subtitle. You talk about human flourishing and population growth. If population growth is linked to human flourishing, then why do you think it is that there are so many, literally hundreds of millions of people who believe the contrary, who believe that overpopulation and crowded cities and busy highways, that all of that is a result of overpopulation, not the beneficial aspect of population growth that you write about?
Well, thank you very much for having me. It is a pleasure to be on your show. In a nutshell, I think that a lot of people believe that when a new baby is born, it is born with an empty stomach, and that's it. But that's not how it is. And every new human being in the world is born with an empty stomach, that's true, but also with a pair of hands, and much more importantly, with a brain. And the more people you have, the greater the potential that one of those brains is going to come up with a cure for cancer or a new source of energy or a new way of the new kind of music, what have you. And what we found was that as the number of people in the world grew, standards of living have improved precisely because human beings are the generators of new knowledge. So, you know, there was only 1 billion people in the world in 1800 at the time when Jefferson was president. Next month, on November 15th, there will be 8 billion people in the world. And yet, Americans are 24 times richer than what they were when Jefferson was president. And the whole world is 12 times richer than back in 1800. So clearly, more people in the world doesn't mean that the world is becoming poorer. Quite the contrary, it is becoming richer. And it is precisely because of that new knowledge that human beings bring to the world.
Okay, when you talk about that new knowledge, is there some aspect of public policy that actually can encourage the kind of growth and the kind of new knowledge and the kind of development that you are talking about in Superabundance? I know that Vladimir Putin, to use a name in the news a great deal recently, has committed himself to changing Russia's pattern of population decline. But that hasn't gone very well for Mr. Putin, has it?
No, it hasn't. Russian population has picked up when the economic times were good, but now it's going to go down again as a lot of people are leaving the country because of the draft and sanctions and whatever else. What we are not talking about in the book, we are not saying that the government should involve itself in stimulating population growth, and God forbid should the government try to force people to have more babies than they want to. What we are saying is something slightly different. What we are saying is that parental choices in America today are not made in a vacuum. They are made in a certain intellectual zeitgeist. And the zeitgeist is very much against natalism, against humanism, against population. People are being scared to death. Potential parents are being scared to death with stories about impending doom. We are being told that human beings are a cancer on the planet, that bringing a new child into the world is an act of selfishness. And we are saying balderdash. That's not what the evidence shows. The evidence shows that as population grows, so does prosperity. How does it happen? Well, it's not necessarily clear that the government can do a very good job at stimulating innovation, that it can do a very good job at producing innovators and inventors. Innovation and invention very often happens just through simple conversations between people. When people are free to communicate, to speak, to research, to tinker, they can come up with ideas. Ideas do not add, they multiply. And it is for that reason that America has traditionally been the center of innovation and invention, because it was a country where people were free to think and invest and make a profit from their great ideas. And if anything, the government over the last few decades has been a drag on progress, partly because of overregulation, partly because more recently people are getting canceled for having new ideas, and that is a problem.
What about the idea that we simply are running out of supplies that we need? Right now there's a great deal of concentration on the question of energy and the question of climate change. And with the question of climate change, how does that go along with a continuing increase in population?
Well, in our book, the book is basically devoted to the relationship between population growth and resource abundance. And the truth is that the planet only has a finite number of atoms. Nobody is disputing that. But those atoms can be used in ever more valuable ways. Think about something like sand. Sand has been around on the planet for billions of years. And then a few thousand years ago, people realized that they could turn sand into glass jars. And then a little bit later, they realized that sand could be turned into windows. And then more recently, we realized that we can use sand in order to create fiber optic cables, which are able to carry information across continents, valuable information, so that people can communicate with each other in a nanosecond. So that is a perfect example how something that is potential, that is finite, in, you know, there's only so many grains of sand, can be used in ever more valuable ways. And it is for that reason that we don't believe that it makes much sense to talk about finite resources, because it's what you do with them that matters.
The book is called Superabundance, and you will find a superabundance of information, of challenge, of argument, and some of it that goes very much against the grain of the conventional thinking today, and it's a very much needed challenge. The book Superabundance, The Story of Population Growth, Innovation, and Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. It is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, something else that human beings have accomplished that many people thought was impossible involves moving a heavenly body. No, seriously, I'm not talking about a heavenly body here on Earth of a humankind, of an asteroid. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. WPC gets you the information you need and offers better solutions for Washington's problems, but we can't do it alone. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to their weekly newsletter free. Or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo. They're keynoting the annual dinner in Bellevue on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. With students returning to school at every level in every corner of the country, one of the things that is lacking in many, many educational programs is appreciation for patriotism, gratitude, and the unbelievable good fortune of what it means to be an American. You can get some of that for free directly from the MedVed History Store. And they're free for you if you join us as a MedHead Plus member, which costs all of 22 cents a day. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there have been a lot of frustrations and delays and difficulties and obstacles that have been facing the American space program, and particularly the desire to return personnel, human beings, to the surface of the moon. And then to go on, as President Trump had been committed to achieve, to go on to a mission to Mars, which probably lies far ahead. The one thing I can tell you, I was reading about this over the weekend and then over the Jewish holidays that we had on Monday and Tuesday. It may take a while for us to make it to Mars, but that will be accomplished almost surely before they finish building the bullet train in California. What was astonishing about that, and it's something that I was actually somewhat relieved to see, is how many people involved with actually planning and engineering the bullet train, which was covered intensively in the New York Times, how many believe that it will never be done? It will never be accomplished. They were planning to link San Francisco and Los Angeles with a high-speed train that has taken all kinds of detours and strange curlicues based upon political influence. The cost is literally billions of dollars, untold billions of dollars, and they're not anywhere close to finished with any of it. And it may not be there. But what they did succeed at over at NASA was the DART program. Now, DART stands for the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. What are they trying to do? Well, you've seen some of the movies, and there are movies about this. They're trying to use a mechanical human means of changing the course of an asteroid just in case one of those pesky buggers actually plans to hit the surface of the Earth. They believe that it was that kind of strike that may have killed the dinosaurs. Probably did. And certainly could justify all kinds of expenditures and efforts, because an asteroid hitting the surface of the Earth could be devastating to our environment and to the survival of the species. The NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, former astronaut, former U.S. Senator, announced with some pride the success of the DART mission, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. And this is 6.5.
And so today, NASA confirms that DART successfully changed the targeted asteroid's trajectory. Now, how do we know that? Well, prior to DART's impact, it took Dimorphos 11 hours and 55 minutes to orbit its larger parent asteroid, Didymos. Since DART's impact, astronomers have been using telescopes on Earth to measure how much that time has changed. And now the team has confirmed that the spacecraft's impact altered Dimorphos' orbit around Didymos by 32 minutes, and therefore successfully moved its trajectory.
Okay, again, 32 minutes changing its orbiting trajectory around Didymos. The point being that they now feel fairly confident about actually succeeding in diverting an asteroid if it came to directly threaten life here on Earth. Speaking of threatening life on Earth, we mentioned before that Ben Sass had announced that he was prepared to resign from the Senate and to become the new president of the University of Florida. Now, he hasn't been named as the new president yet, but he is the only individual who is in the running to be the next president of the university. They've announced that at University of Florida. So when he came to meet with students and to place himself on the campus that he is going to be heading, there are a bunch of Florida University students who decided they wanted to protest. This is clip 10.
Stop!
Okay. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Ben Sass has got to go. He hasn't even come there to take charge in the first place. And during the forum that he was conducting at the university, he maybe spoke a little bit dismissively about the protesters outside. Listen.
They have good rhythm. You got to give them that. You know, a lot of times you get protesters and they're just a little bit off. You know, they're clapping on the 1 and 3 versus the 2 and 4, vice versa. But I mean, they feel like they have their act together.
He was a college president, by the way, and he's done all this by the age of 50. He's only 50. And he was a college president before he was elected to the Senate. He's now in his second term. He, Florida University students then tried to explain why they believe that Ben Sass, not just a killer asteroid, would be such a dire threat to life as they know it at the University of Florida campus. Listen, clip 11.
Angry. I feel really angry.
He is just too divisive and will fracture the UF community here.
How can the senator fully support our faculty, staff, students, and alumni who are in same-sex relationships and marriages, given his prior comments against those relationships?
I think that he lacks the experience to lead a university as big and prestigious as the University of Florida.
You know, not a high-character individual. You know, his views are very right-wing, really far-right, really kind of an alt-right guy.
The minority students, leftist students, are very opposed to this and think it might be a danger for our university.
We are here not just to protest the oppressive views of U.S. sole presidential finalists, but to demand more from our top 5 universities.
Ben Sass is on the record anti-gay marriage, anti-transgender people, and anti-abortion. He poses a threat to all students that may be queer or non-men.
Queer or what? Non-men? Okay. The lack of tolerance at a university for even someone with a reputation of being one of the most reasonable, certainly most schooled, I mean, with the educational background that Ben Sass brings to his job as University of Florida president, it'll be exciting to see his service in that capacity. We will be right back.
You're a nice guy!
Michael Medved.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are new allegations about the way the head of Homeland Security handled claims that Border Patrol agents were whipping illegal immigrants who had just crossed into Texas. New emails show Alejandro Mayorkas was told the narrative pushed was a lie. Instead, he called the images horrifying in a press conference at the White House. There have long been concerns that kids will get deadly drugs mixed in with their Halloween candy. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is among those concerned.
The drug cartels lace fentanyl onto multicolored candy.
The DEA has put a warning out about cartels smuggling candy-colored pills, but that wasn't connected to Halloween candy or drugs even given away for free. President Biden is in Vail, Colorado, where he's expected to deliver remarks later today. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just a few words about Kanye, whose voice we just heard there. I know he is more commonly known currently as Ye, and he's run into a little bit of problem on Twitter and elsewhere in social media, because of some recent abuses of those platforms with anti-Semitic tweets. And there's a terrific piece by Yair Rosenberg, who writes for a website called Deep Shtetl, which is a shtetl is a little Jewish village that used to flourish throughout Ukraine in particular, but through all of Eastern Europe. But he writes that one way that celebrities are just like the rest of us is that they should not be up tweeting late on Saturday night. And he writes that this Saturday night, Kanye West demonstrated why. And he tweeted the following: I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going to DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, and Jewish people all in caps. He wrote that to his 31 million followers. Then he added, the funny thing is I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anybody who ever opposes your agenda. He followed this up by asking, who do you think created cancel culture? Presumably, Rosenberg writes, he did not mean the Mormons. By the next morning, the first tweet had been taken down by Twitter, and West's account had been locked for violating the platform's rules. On the surface, writes the commentator, Rosenberg, this story is both sad and saddening. The unmoored musings of an unwell man. but it actually holds a surprising number of important lessons for us about why anti-Semitism endures today, how societal prejudice interacts with mental illness, and how we might better respond to sorry situations like these. And he writes that anti-Jewish bigotry is a self-sustaining cycle. It's a common misconception that anti-Semitism is simply a personal prejudice toward Jewish people. It's not. It's also a conspiracy theory about how the entire world works, blaming shadowy Jewish figures for countless societal problems. Kanye's tweets aptly illustrate why this form of anti-Semitism is so difficult to uproot. It's a self-affirming conspiracy theory. The anti-Semite claims that Jews control everything. Then if they are penalized for their bigotry, they point to that as proof. Heads, they win. Tails, Jews lose. This dynamic creates an agonizing catch-22 for Jews when they are confronted with prejudice. If you say nothing, the hatred spreads unchecked. If you do say something, and it results in any consequences for the anti-Semite, the bigot just uses that as evidence for their anti-Semitic worldview. Conspiratorial anti-Semitism is depressingly common, he writes, across communities, but seldom condemned unless it becomes embarrassingly obvious. Had West substituted the terms globalist, or Zionist, or bankers, or another euphemism for Jew in his tweet, it would likely still be up. Such terms have legitimate uses, but are often used illegitimately to evoke anti-Semitic conspiracy. If you want to see this in practice, look no further than the supreme leader of Iran, arguably the most powerful anti-Semite on Twitter, whose account, unlike West's, remains unimpeded by the platform. And then he posts a couple of tweets that I have not been following by the 86-year-old Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran. And he does hashtag Holocaust as an event whose reality is uncertain, and if it has happened, it's uncertain how it has happened. And then he says, another tweet by Khamenei, today if Zionism is an obvious plague for the world of Islam, the Zionists have always been a plague, even before establishing the fraudulent Zionist regime. Even then, Zionist capitalists were a plague for the whole world. Now they're a plague especially for the world of Islam. And then another tweet that actually is this year, came out on October 3rd. The Grand Ayatollah Khamenei said, some individuals are against stating that certain events were designed and carried out by the enemy. They stand up to defend U.S. and Zionist intelligence services, and they use fallacious analysis and rhetoric to deny it was the work of the enemy. And he also, by the way, has repeatedly falsely blamed Israel on Twitter for fomenting the current internal protests in Iran against his theocratic regime, as if Israel was controlling events in Iran. And he writes that West's anti-Semitism proved too blatant for Twitter to ignore. But had he added even the slightest sheen of plausible deniability to his words, it's likely that many on the platform and beyond would be defending them right now. Most anti-Semites today are not as ham-handed as West, and that is why anti-Semitism abides. Expunging obvious anti-Semitism is easy. Honestly reckoning with the coded variety is hard, especially when it emanates from one's own friends and allies. The choice between prejudice and mental illness is often a false one. West and his family have acknowledged that he struggles mightily with his mental health. Over the course of his career, the rapper has had many public outbursts, including on social media, that seemingly reflect his tenuous state. It's also not hard to see how these internal challenges could have been exacerbated by recent events in West's personal life, including his divorce from Kim Kardashian. Though how you blame that on the Jews, who he blames obviously for negative things in the world in his tweet, unclear. There will always be those who accept and espouse anti-Semitic and other prejudicial ideas, writes Yair Rosenberg, but for such people to gain purchase in the public discourse, they require others who know better to look the other way. West's words are on him, turning him into the poster child for your movement is on you. And what he goes on to talk about is Kanye appearing on a Tucker Carlson show, where apparently they cut out, and they've acknowledged this, and did not broadcast some of the more direct anti-Semitic messages he had to convey. This is a guy who got tens of thousands of votes. I mean, not a high percentage, but he ran for president of the United States. He met with President Trump, as you may recall. And they discussed matters of state and policy. It is important to put his situation in context. And so, too, with some of the very bitter, ferocious Senate races that are going on that will help determine the future of the United States Congress and our whole government. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
My role models are Truman, Ford, Hughes, Disney.
MedVed.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael Medved Show, there is at least one recognition that is becoming clear in the ongoing fight for control of the U.S. Senate. One of the Senate races that Republicans should win, and everyone had expected at one point Republicans would win, is the race in Ohio, which is a seat that is held by Rob Portman right now, moderate senator from Ohio, very popular. He won, while President Trump won Ohio back in 2016 by 8 percentage points, almost 9 percentage points, which was a decisive victory in what's traditionally been a swing state. But he was on the ticket with together with Senator Portman. Senator Portman won by 22 points. And right now it's been much closer than that for J.D. Vance, who is somebody with no political experience. He's never run for office before. He is a best-selling author and a very gifted writer. But one of the things that he recognized is that one of the reasons he has a very competitive race in Ohio, there's polling that's shown that the gap, if J.D. Vance has an advantage at all, it's 2, 3, 4 points. It's very, very close with Congressman Tim Ryan, who's been a 10-time U.S. congressman, even ran for president briefly. In any event, Vance talks about the fact that he, after graduating from Ohio State and before he went on to Yale Law School, J.D. Vance was in the U.S. military. And he indicates how proud he was of that. And also the way that he believes that Tim Ryan has been distorting his own record. Listen, this is clip 20 from their debate.
20 years ago, I enlisted in the Marines. That same year, Tim Ryan went to Washington. I've never run for office before. Tim Ryan has run 13 times. He pretends he's a moderate, but votes 100% with Biden and Pelosi for trillions in spending that gave us record inflation, gas, groceries, housing, interest rates soaring, open borders, the rise of China. I'm J.D. Vance, and I approve this message because for 20 years, Tim Ryan had his chance. It's time we have ours.
Okay, it's a very effective ad, and basically it is not a debate, as I mentioned to you, was. It's not. It's an ad, but it's a very different voice when he says that Tim Ryan pretends to be a moderate with a recognition there that being a moderate in Ohio, which has not been a radical state, is not a bad thing. There's also a governor's race going on in Ohio between Mike DeWine, who has been a U.S. senator in the past. He's been attorney general in Ohio. He's already had a successful first term as governor. He's running for a second term as governor. He's running way ahead. And why? Because he is not associated with any fringe. In terms of avoiding being associated with any fringe, there's a piece in Newsweek about a brand new poll, which when I saw the poll before I saw this piece, I said, what? How could this possibly be? Well, here's the story, and the poll that was conducted here has been attacked already in National Review for being misleading, because what it shows is really remarkable. A new poll out of Arizona shows Trump-backed Republican Blake Masters losing to his Democratic opponent, Mark Kelly, by 13 points. Thanks to an unexpected surge in the polls by a dark horse candidate following last week's first and likely only debate in a race that could decide control of the U.S. Senate. With less than 1 month until Election Day, Arizona pollster OH Predictive Insights on Tuesday, yesterday, projected that Libertarian candidate Mark Victor could earn 15% of the vote in November's contest. That's a 9-point surge from its last poll of the race in September. Now, part of the reason there's such a big surge is because nobody knew that Mark Victor, who is the Libertarian nominee for U.S. Senate, he's been a frequent Libertarian candidate going back 10 years for various offices, but people didn't even know he was running. Or was it an alternative? And it's very possible if people watch that debate between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly that they'd say, wait a minute, these two guys are tired, and here's somebody who's different and fresh, and 15% of the vote. Well, the problem is it's killing basically Blake Masters. Because the way they have the vote is with Kelly with 46%, Masters down to 33%, and Victor, Mark Victor, the Libertarian, up to 15%. If accurate, Victor's performance would eclipse the margin of victory Masters would likely need to overcome Kelly by several points. The poll, which has a 3.77% margin of error, shows Victor's support likely coming from approximately half of the voters who are still undecided in the race. On Monday, Victor released a YouTube video saying he would decline to exit the race unless either candidate agreed to an unscripted on-camera conversation with him in which they explained why Victor should drop out and endorse either of them, after which he might or might not exit the race. Well, that isn't going to happen. And the point about this, and it's a point that is made, and I think it's an effective point by National Review, is that people are looking at this and panicking. There's several reasons they shouldn't. One that National Review gets entirely correct is there is a big tradition. It's very, very rare when people who are third-party candidates poll well that they ever hold those numbers. In other words, yes, Ross Perot at one point was polling and getting, he got in the final election 18% of the vote in 1992. But he had polled to get around 30% of the vote, actually having a chance to win. He didn't come close to that. It was the 18% because people, when they are looking at a third-party candidate or a fringe candidate of any kind, they very often will say, well, I'm not going to vote. I don't really care about it that much. I just told the reporter, because one of the things that happens is people tend not to vote for third-party candidates. And the second thing that I think it changes the dynamic here very much is that on a bunch of the very hot issues today, the libertarians are not going to just take votes away from Republicans. Because, okay, consider some of the hottest issues that are on the ballot. For instance, the issue of abortion. The Libertarian Party position is very much pro-choice. The Libertarian position on immigration is not building a wall, and it is not anti-immigration. It tends to be pro-immigration. And on a range of other issues, gay marriage, for instance. Now, that's not going to be a voting issue anywhere, but even in crime in general, the Libertarian Party is not noted to be tough on crime or tough on drugs. In fact, the last Libertarian candidate for president to do well, who was Gary Johnson, and he did very well running against Hillary Clinton back and Donald Trump back in 2016. But his big issue was legalized marijuana, which is not as popular among Republicans as it is among Democrats. So does this mean that with Mark Victor, the Libertarian candidate in Arizona, running so strongly that there is no chance for Blake Masters, the Republican nominee, to catch up with Senator Kelly? And this is one of the three races that are supposed to determine what's going to happen in the U.S. Senate. Keep an eye on Pennsylvania, where we've talked about John Fetterman and some of his problems. We'll talk about it more. Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. Those are the three races. Whoever wins two out of those three is almost surely going to be in control, which party, Republicans or Democrats, of the U.S. Senate for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.